American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 309. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank. The prosecution used profanity and worried him to get a confession. Hooper thinks that we have to break down Conley's testimony on the stand, but there is no such ruling. You can't tell when to believe him. He has lied so much. Scott says the detectives went over the testimony with Dorsey. That's where my friend got into it. They grilled Conley for 6 hours, trying to impress on him the fact that Frank would not have written the notes on Friday. They wanted another statement. He insisted that he had no other statement to make, but he did change the time of the writing of the notes from Friday to Saturday. This shows, gentlemen, as clearly as anything can show, how they got Conley's statements. In the statement of May 29th, they had nothing from Jim Conley about his knowledge of the killing of the little girl, and the Negro merely said that Frank had told him something about the girl having received a fall and about his helping Frank to hide the body. Oh, Conley, we are going to have you tell enough to convict Frank and yet keep yourself clear. That's a smart Negro, that Conley. And you notice how the state bragged on him because he stood up under the cross-examination of Colonel Rosser. Well, that Negro's been well-versed in law. Scott and Black and Starnes drilled him. They gave him the broad hints. We came here to go to trial and knew nothing of the Negro's claim to seeing the cord around the little girl's neck, or of his claim of seeing Lemmy Quinn go into the factory, or of a score of other things. Yet Conley was then telling the truth, he said, and he had thrown Frank aside. Oh, he was no longer shielding Frank, and yet he didn't tell it all when he said he was telling the whole truth. Well, Conley had a revelation, you know. My friend Dorsey visited with him 7 times, and my friend Jim Starnes and my Irish friend Patrick Campbell, they visited him, and on each visit Conley saw new light. Well, I guess they showed him things and other things. Does Jim tell a thing because it's the truth, gentlemen of the jury, or because it fits into something that another witness has told? Scott says they told him things.